Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I got a full head of steam running straight at Tom Brady. I hit Tom Brady harder than I've ever hit any human being on or off the field.
You get hit a little bit here and there.
Yeah, I got him. There's no way he's getting up
right
from that one.
A little bumps and bruises.
And he got up, and then he called up the huddle.
It's hard to keep me out.
And from that moment on, Tom Brady had my utmost respect.
Keep it going, baby.
Tomorrow night, we're doing this roundtable. We do it every year. We're doing it over at Encore Boston Harbor. We're bringing in Greg Hill
and Rich Keefe.
Rich Keefe.
That's a good way to ingratiate myself with Glenn. Show up with like 8 Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when Ordway goes to Popeye's, they say, what can we get you, sir? He just goes, load them up.
Load them up.
And you'll be on at 6.
I'll be on with Christian, Dale, and Wiggy. Christian and I have already decided we're hijacking the hour.
Let's play Kill, Marry, You Know What.
Stop it.
Dale's going to sit there and try to control the situation.
Players are always stupid.
There are squirrel moments galore.
Was it Michelangelo who painted the Mona Lisa?
Right now.
The code word is Little Earl.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this guy, Michael? Michelangelo. Who the hell is that?
I love it.
Who is that?
All right, my ship is going to be fun. I know. I mean,
mine's already fun. Sitting here at Encore. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. I did it's a nice beautiful. Little. I got here early because I took the bus.
Yeah.
And I took a nice little lap.
I checked out the
entire thing. Yep. And it is pretty sweet.
This is your first time here. How about you, Little Earl?
Second time here.
Yeah, it's nice.
Second time here. Yeah. I just checked it out after they had opened it up. Came in, had a little, you know.
Yeah, this place right here is nice too. This is where Mutt does his show.
It sure is
every Thursday night.
Yep,
Burger Bar.
I mean, how in the hell did he work that deal out? I mean, He's a degenerate gambler. Do you think he owes money, so they're forcing him to be here on purpose?
Yeah, no,
that's what it is.
Do you hear his shows at night? I mean, half his shows are trying to get legalized gambling in this state.
Well, there should be.
That wouldn't surprise me if he's working off a little payment. Who is it, the athlete that's paying off now 500 G's?
Well, Christian
refuses to do it.
Christian was pissed. Because the last time we were at a casino, we put a wager down. And
that's right.
That's when he got into baseball. We bet on Berrios in Minnesota. So he said, let's put some more money in a game.
They don't do it here.
In this state yet, but still, it's outstanding. So we're going to turn to the blackjack table. Or just a roulette.
Here's what we're going to do. Tyler is our producer. Tyler has volunteered graciously to take $20 from each of us.
Okay.
That'll be, let me see, $60.
Very good.
Okay.
Roulette.
I say let him play a one hand of blackjack because that kind of ties into my topic today, which is Christian calls, which is at 4 o'clock.
Go down there and
so
do what
I
you
say
do.
He does it. He does one hand of blackjack.
Tyler, have you ever played blackjack before?
Yes.
I would say you just go down there and just throw in a black like anything else.
Nah.
I would tell him to put $5 in all my numbers, but it takes about $150.
I want a little skill. I'm with you.
I want him. I want to see if he's got, you know, is it just luck? Because everybody says blackjack is the one game where it requires, other than poker, a little bit of skill.
There's no payoff on that.
Right?
No, it does.
What do you mean there's no payoff on that?
Because you sit
there. Blackjack, and you get a payoff.
No, because you got to sit down for a long period of time in blackjack to make some cash.
$60.
You walk in there.
$60 will double our money.
$60 will be gone in about 2 minutes.
First card they flip over is like a 2.
That's,
you know, and then it comes to 10.
We're gambling.
And you're like, okay, what are we doing?
That's the stress of it. We're gambling.
I know, but it happens so quick. Well, if roulette, it takes a while for that little ball to go around. It takes a little more time.
I hate that stupid ball. Oh, I hate it. It bounces around, and you think, oh, it's going to land here, and then it lands on green.
How about we roll some dice? How about we go old school? Roll some dice.
Who's rolling the dice?
He's not rolling
the dice.
I'll sprint down there during the break and
Okay, where is the craps table anyways? Where the hell is it?
It's right down there in the right.
Is it close?
It's 16 steps off the escalator.
So
the
here's right no, see, that's deal. A problem. That's a problem. No, you can't do it. I won't let you do that. Because let's just say you get on a roll. You're going to go roll. Win,
I'll never come back.
And then, we'll never see you again.
No.
That makes no sense.
Now you understand my plans.
Okay. I say one hand of blackjack.
I'll come back for Greg.
Let it ride. That's it. Well, listen, you guys are going to be on from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
So I'll take the money and I'll play.
No.
I don't trust that at all.
I trust Tyler. I don't trust you.
You think Tyler's a better blackjack player than me?
No, you'll lie. You'll go over there and you'll win.
What?
And you'll come back and say to Lou and I, sorry, guys, I lost your money.
Oh, please.
I needed bus money to get home.
No, it's $7 to take the bus from Foxborough to here. It took me 44 minutes. I timed it to get from Foxborough. Patriots Place, and I'll tell you what, there wasn't a seat to be had there.
I was going
to
say, you promoted it. You promoted it yesterday. How many of your fans showed up?
Well,
they lost money on gas. Yeah, on that trip. It was just you.
Yeah, it was just me. I was the only person on
did
the
you
bus.
Sit next to the driver.
But that promotion
I almost did. Well, no, I took a different bus. I took the 12:30, not the 11. Oh. So I think all my fans came on the 11.
Oh, they're all pissed.
They're all pissed at
they're
me.
They're all over there right now. They want a piece of you.
Okay. Yeah, I actually I got there. I knocked on the guy. The bus pulls up. You sit there. You hang out in the lobby of the Renaissance Hotel.
Yeah.
Bus rolls up. I come out. I don't see anybody get off. I'm like, okay, maybe there's another, you know, stop where everybody gets off, and then you pull up and everyone can just run off.
Yeah, sure.
Makes sense. Door's closed. I knock on the window. The guy's like, what? What do you want? I knock on the window. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get on the bus. He still doesn't
open
the door. I'm like, he opens it up. He's like, you're taking the bus? I was like, yeah, I'm taking the bus. He's like, you're taking this bus? I'm like, yeah, can I get on the bus? He's like, you have to make a reservation. I get on the bus. I'm like, am I the only person? He's like, yeah. 2 seconds then, sat down, and he took off.
I mean, did he not want to go because there's only one person?
He's got to take the trip anyways. So you say they're losing money by just driving the bus, but you can't advertise, hey, bus leaves at 12:30, and all of a sudden you go, well, you know, nobody's there. If I wasn't there, they still would have went up there, empty.
Paid $7. What do you think the gas money was to get the 40 minutes?
With that
double
bus?
Double that.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this before we get into things. The bus is awesome.
Oh, nice.
The bus is super nice.
It's beautiful.
Brand new. That new car smell, but it's a bus smell.
Nice.
New bus smell. It is all these TVs. I mean, I took a nap. It was great.
Oh, it's beautiful. Good for
no
you.
No traffic.
Talking
whatsoever.
About playing
good
roulette with life every single day, Antonio Brown did it
Jesus.
Again today. He is unbelievable. I'll tell you what. He is unbelievable.
Playing roulette with life. Wow.
So Josina Anderson comes out, and she tweets this out earlier today, 6:55 a.m. Boy, she gets up early. I'm told Antonio Brown is currently scheduled to meet with the NFL in person next Wednesday at this time. My understanding is Brown is eager to present his side, and that there are teams still interested in signing him pending the resolution of the league's investigations per sources. Meanwhile, he was apparently served with the civil complaint, which, if you remember, from Brittany Taylor, which was filed in the wrong county because she was not sure where he lived. So they had to withdraw that because you can't go and fight for something in court and sue somebody in a county that he doesn't live in. Right there, I think you're going to lose that suit. So she went and finally refiled it, apparently yesterday. It was made known this morning that she had filed it, and he has been now served since.
Okay,
this is the criminal complaint. So she had an update a few hours later. A source now says Antonio Brown's meeting with the NFL has been scheduled for November 14th, which is Thursday. At this time, Brown's meeting is still scheduled to be in person for now. Then there were reports that came out.
Let's just stop for 1 second.
Yes.
Because at that point, you're sitting there saying, okay, he's been served, so maybe that sort of speeds the process up. I don't know. Maybe there's a resolution in it. Maybe he pays her off. Is it a coincidence that now all of a sudden next week, next Thursday, he's going to sit down with the NFL? And at that point, things are sort of looking at, yeah, maybe Antonio Brown's playing football this year, right? I mean, I'm saying at that point in the time, I remember listening to, you know, Dale and Keefe right at the top. They were talking about it and say, well, things are sort of, whether it's a coincidence of these two things happening, it looks like Antonio Brown will have a chance to play football.
Yeah, I wasn't buying that.
And it'll be
that.
Resolved here shortly.
Yeah, I wasn't buying that.
But at that point, you thought so, about 10
a.m. No, I think what's happening at the time is the league is going to sit down and meet with him because the reports now are out.
You should have met with him 8 weeks ago.
Yeah, but the reports are
six
out.
6 weeks ago.
Reports are out now that the investigation is not going to start next Thursday. They're simply going to meet with him.
Right.
And I'm wondering if Drew Rosenhaus has not called for that meeting because there are teams that may want to sign him that right now are sitting there going to Drew Rosenhaus, hey, listen, we don't know. Your guy could be put on the exempt list once we sign him. We can't take that chance.
Sure.
Okay, so that is part of the problem. So now it seems to be that he went ballistic after the reports came out that the meeting next Thursday is a meeting, but it's not really the 10-hour or, you know, long investigation.
The 20-hour that they had with Brittany Taylor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he comes out and says, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100%. To see them treat me like this is unfairly. He's not great with sentence structure.
Freaking terrible, man.
And
he's so bad.
Spelling is awful, too, here. Making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never play in that bleep. Treat black people the worst. Mm-hmm. Not worst, but worse. Clear my name and go F yourself.
He should have a proofreader. He should have a text proofreader. He should get some sort of app that proofreads all his messages.
What if he
I will
does?
Say this.
Can I
will say this.
Can I what if his this? Buddy when, is the, actually the proofreader?
But hold on.
I mean, does it matter if you're your proofreader is an idiot?
Be yourself. Be who you are.
But when you're tweeting this stuff, your phone isn't self-correcting some of this stuff.
No,
my phone does it all the time.
Doesn't it?
I mean you've got to really work at it.
In red.
You got to really work at it to be able to get some of the words out that he gets out.
You know, I don't like Antonio Brown with a lot of things he did, but I am 100% on his side, and the NFL should be ashamed of themselves by the way they're handling this situation.
I agree.
I feel like they're delaying the process on purpose because they don't want to be held accountable for what may or may not happen to Antonio Brown. It's a travesty. It's a complete just rip off what they are doing to him. They do not have the ability to hijack his career and just delay everything where he completely wastes a year. I'll tell you who else pisses me off is the NFL freaking PA. Where the hell are they? Get involved. Force the issue. This guy is losing money. This guy is losing opportunity. It doesn't matter what he tweets. You can't regulate what he says. Just because you don't like him, you can't keep him out of the league.
I totally agree.
I hate what is going on.
I've been saying this for weeks. They really are blackballing him. They are keeping him out of the league, and I think a big part of it is it's their 100th anniversary, and he took over.
They're doing it on purpose.
Right. He hijacked the headlines.
He's making it extremely easy for them to do it.
No, for the optics to the public, but that should have nothing to do with
all I'm saying
NFL
is, okay,
PA
listen, so you're saying he's got new information. We're assuming, I don't know what the meeting was going to be like. How about the fact you're going to sit down with the league November 14th, next Thursday? How about you sit down with them first? How about you see where that goes? And then maybe when you leave the meeting, you send out a tweet like that. You send out a tweet like that before you're supposed to meet with the NFL?
Lou, he's an idiot. That doesn't in any way... allow the NFL to take advantage of him right now. He's not getting the proper treatment.
Listen, I understand that.
He's an idiot.
They should have, the minute the Patriots released him, they should have sat down with him that week. They should have heard his side of the story. They should have sped this thing up because I agree that other teams are probably interested in him. But other teams are going to sit there and say, hey, you know, if the quicker you sit down with Antonio, and if you sit there and say, listen, if you guys, you know, put him on your team, you know, we don't have enough information. We're not going to put him on an exempt list. It might be easier for a team to sit there and say, you know, the guy can help us win. The league's not doing anything to him. It's a civil suit. And they can cover their ass a little bit. They haven't done that. So they've strung it along. They're making sure this guy's out of the league. All I'm saying is that this idiot can't keep his mouth shut, can't get off Twitter, can't get off social media, and makes it so much easier for the league to sit there and say, you know what, you are an imbecile. This is easy to keep you out. You're making it easier on me to keep you out of this league.
But you're talking about the NFL and the way the public views it, and I agree with you. He is an idiot, an imbecile. He's a dumbass. We get all of that. But still, Christian's right. Where's the Players Association supporting a member of the union in this case? He's being blackballed, okay? He's being sued by somebody, okay? There are no criminal charges. There's no evidence. There's no law enforcement investigation. He is being sued by somebody. That's ridiculous that they're keeping him out of the league right now. And I think they're doing it because he hijacked the league in the first few weeks. He took over all the headlines when they were celebrating their 100th anniversary. He makes it easy because the public's going to look at it and say, what an idiot, what an imbecile. You called him that, and you're right. That's what he is. But that should not deter the league from handling it the way they would handle it with anybody else. He can say F the league to the league. All right? He threw the race card out there. Is it good? No, it's stupid. But does that in any way declare him ineligible to play in the National Football League? I don't buy it. All right, experts are predicting a brutal cold and flu season. The number one flu symptom is fever. Use a thermometer proven accurate by more than 70 clinical studies. We can't always predict the flu season, but we can always prepare for it with the Exergen temporal scanner. All right, is AB getting screwed in all of this? We get to the phone calls, and we'll talk more about it coming up next right here on OMF at 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. We're doing it live from Encore Boston Harbor. We'll do the roundtable starting at 5 o'clock.
Oh, can't
right
wait.
Through 8 o'clock, three different
gone.
Sessions.
You're going to what? I'm not going to stick around and watch the carnage. I don't think I don't have the
you're
stomach
not gonna
for it.
Stay at 5 o'clock. You're gonna
I think I don't think
I
don't. I don't have the stomach for it. I think it's going to be a bloodbath.
Bloodbath. What are you
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of rumors.
All I'm hearing so far.
Heard a lot of rumors.
Or fat jokes.
Fat jokes.
That's the best.
You know what?
Can
no one's allowed to do fat jokes but us.
Fat
can
jokes.
I just say that right?
Dude, fat jokes.
You know, like, it's you know
yeah,
when I have a crew and when
hold on. I just ordered a burger. I'm waiting for.
Oh, when I'm part of a wolf pack, you know, I feel like it's if Lou's making fun of me, it's fine.
Right.
If I'm making fun of you, it's fine. If we're making fun of each other, that's fine. But when some other crew from around the way tries to get all dirty and get all jiggy with it.
Turns into like Anchorman.
You make fun of your guys, yeah. We'll make fun of ours.
Exactly. I feel
but
the same way.
Let's not cross the streams.
I feel the same way. I am surprised. We have a poll up about do you think Antonio Brown is being blackballed? And 70% are already chiming in basically saying, no, he's not being blackballed.
How can they honestly say no?
Because I think it goes back to what you said. He looks like a total idiot, an imbecile. He looks bad in what he's saying. All right, throwing the race card and everything else, it really looks back. So people are judging him on that. They're not judging him on the merits of what is actually going on.
But even if I sit there and say that I think a lot of it is his own doing, but there's no question that the league does not want this guy playing this year to the point where they're holding over his head. Like, geez, if some team goes out right now, anybody could sign him. There's a reason why nobody is. Because they know the minute they sign him, they're going to put him on some exempt list. They're going to end up paying him for the rest of the year.
Here's first of all, two things I want to comment. One, I think they are blackballing him, but I think the way people get it wrong is they look at the phrase, the term blackballing, and they define it differently. They don't think it applies to him and what he's going through. It's like, oh, he's not, but he's being a jerk. Look what he's doing. I think they 100% are delaying this thing, dragging their feet on purpose, making him sweat, making him earn it, almost daring him, forcing him to almost make them look right, which I think has nothing to do with it. Him being a dope, him tweeting stuff has nothing to do with whether he should work or not.
But I do think that the way he acts, what he has said on social media is playing a huge role in all of this. You know, it's not just because look at his action. I mean, to me, why is he no longer on the Patriots? He's not in the Patriots because of the text thread that was released publicly, right? And even though that was a private text, okay, so that's why he was released. But why will he never play for the New England Patriots?
Well, because of the stuff he said with Kraft
the
on the
stuff
way out.
The stuff he said afterwards on the way out.
But that's one team out of 32.
No, but okay, but what I'm saying is like if he never tweeted that stuff, if he never sent that tweet out about Robert Kraft and the parlor, we would all be sitting there saying, you know what? Yeah, I think another week of this offense struggling or two. Yeah, you know what? I think they might. There's a chance that they could. We'd be seriously talking about Antonio Brown coming back. But the reason why we don't is because of the tweet he sent about Robert.
Yeah,
I think the reason that this whole league is, hey, we'll sit down with you. And then all of a sudden he sends this tweet out, which might be the reason why they don't sit down with
him. So I said it at the time, and I repeat it over and over and over again. The Patriots overreacted to it, okay? This is a lawsuit. Somebody is suing him. That's what it's right. all about. He can't help himself, so he's stupid on Twitter. The text stuff was supposed to be private.
Right.
She made sure it got out there because it was going to help her cause and put pressure on him. They overreacted, and Kraft was probably the one that overreacted because
sure.
he came back and took shots at Kraft because somebody told him that. Having said all of that, you're right. There's no way you're bringing him back.
But it's because okay? of what he tweeted
exactly.
out. It's
exactly.
his action.
Right.
Okay. If he didn't tweet that out, right. we'd be sitting here saying, well, what if he did come back? And you know, and after you know, looking more into it, they sat there and said, listen, now we really need this guy. There was no, you know, because it's impossible now. Robert would never allow that to happen after a tweet like that. It's just never going to happen. So it's his own fault in what he does on social media. He can't shut his mouth.
See, I think
and
the
that's
league...
why people are sitting there saying, well, it's his fault. It's not the league's fault.
Yeah. No, I never thought I would say this, but I am sympathetic towards Antonio Brown. I'm becoming an ally because what I think is happening to him is just wrong. I think it's flat out wrong. And if I'm a team and I'm seeing how this is playing out, the nonsense that exists with the NFL and Roger Goodell and Troy Vincent and all those guys that somehow believe that they have the moral authority to dictate what should happen to him and his life and his ability to earn money. It pisses me off, the fact that they're doing it. So if I'm a team, honestly, I call Rosenhaus and say, listen, we understand what you're going through. We're willing to sign him, okay, but it's got to be week to week. And we'll make it worth this while. It's going to be week to week, and every week he's going to have to earn it. And the only requirement we're going to have from you is to turn your phone off for 8 weeks.
Well, what do you
9 weeks.
Yes,
that's
listen,
it.
I agree. I mean, you're telling me that, you know, you say the fear is for a team to sign this guy, have him go on exempt list, and now they've got to pay him the salary.
Yep.
What if it was just a roster bonus salary?
What do you mean?
Now you're forcing the league to make a decision. Oh, he signs with whatever, San Fran. Or he signs with, pick a team. I don't give a.
Jacksonville.
Whatever. Seattle, say Jacksonville. Whatever, for no
it's
reason.
My team.
Okay.
I want them to
you
build
think they're building
special
something special.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, what's our salary? Well, okay. I mean, I guess you have to have a minimum salary.
Yes.
Which at this point is probably $400,000.
Yeah. A
probably.
Week. Yeah.
No, but $400,000. Period. For
oh,
a
for
year.
The year. Oh, well, yeah. Since he's so it's $1 million for
right.
his best.
But we'll also give you $500,000 for every week you're on the active roster.
Yeah.
So if the league does suspend your ass, you're on the hook for $300,000.
Right.
But if they don't, we got you. And right. now every week you make $500,000. If you're here for the next 7-8 weeks, you could make $3.5-4 million.
Yeah, and you can sell that.
You could do
to
that.
Your fan base. Your fan base at this point in time, when the playoffs are coming. Any issue a fan base was having in week one or week two or week three is gone because now you're starting to see the cream starting to rise to the top. You're starting to see what your inefficiencies are. You're trying and you get desperate.
Yeah, if you're Philadelphia,
to me,
for an example,
if I'm Philly, Seattle doesn't need him anymore. But if I'm
Seattle still needs him.
Well, they got Metcalf.
I would say this.
They'll have receiver problems.
Everybody could use him.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Every contender could
him.
Use him.
If I'm Green Bay, I am calling him up. If I'm Green Bay, I mean, I'm calling him up, and that is the deal
Everyone.
I'm giving
but
you.
But they're all fearful that the league is going
so you,
to
what's,
put
where's
him on
the fear, right. the fear,
the
if
fear.
I'm an owner,
and they look
is not the embarrassment of signing Antonio Brown because, you guys, he didn't. As far as we know, he didn't do anything. It's her word against his word.
Correct.
Well, he looks like – and they're taking advantage of him being an idiot,
yeah,
because he just continually proves them right, even though they could be making it up.
Let's get to some reaction here at 617-779-7937. Here's Mick in Gloucester. Hey, Mick.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Hey, Mick.
Good. So they suspend Michael Bennett for one game, rip out his pay, contract detrimental to the team, correct?
A team did it, not the league. Yes, a team.
Okay, the team did it. But as an NFL player, Christian, you're liable to uphold the shield, correct?
The shield? I mean, I guess.
Whatever.
Sure.
Be professional.
All right. So if they're allowing him to keep his salary for the year, the $9 million that the Patriots owe him, aren't they actually doing him a favor by not suspending him for the year?
No. The $9 million is going to be debated elsewhere whether he's going to get paid that money. That's irrelevant. He's a free agent now.
He's a free agent, so he has the option to go to another team and make more money.
Correct.
So isn't that the NFL doing him a favor instead of saying that?
Oh, come on. How is the NFL?
No, they've hit, no.
How are they doing him a favor?
No,
I don't
because
get
he thinks
point.
He can make more money. No, he can't make more money because he's
play.
Missed, I don't know, what, six games? Seven games?
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, they're not doing him a
it's
favor.
And it's played a signing one game bonus. This year. That he's
so
going
no,
in.
They're not doing any for. They're actually doing him dirty.
Yes, I think they are. I think they're absolutely doing him dirty. Eddie's in a car. Eddie, what do you got?
Hey guys, how are you? Listen, two things. You know, when you're more trouble than you're worth, nobody's going to deal with you. And Christian, I really like you. I like you a lot. I like the way you think,
but,
and I like the way you roll with things. But I think you're wrong on this because you know this guy had every opportunity to change what was going on. He is the reason why he's in trouble. Not the girl, not the things.
Yeah,
the
but I don't disagree with you.
It's his own actions.
I don't disagree with you. I 100% agree with you. Okay, but to me, what the NFL is doing is wrong. They shouldn't be able to. Now, Antonio Brown is not the first jerk or loudmouth or obnoxious athlete to grace the field of the NFL.
And he won't be the last.
And he will. I guarantee you he will not be the last.
Yeah.
So they're basically removing his ability to earn a living. And yeah, but it's football. No, it's still what he does for a living. It's a job for him. It's a career. They're removing that from him because they don't like what he says.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They don't like what he does.
So, Eddie, why can't you see both? But, Eddie, hold on. Why can't you see both? Why can't you see both? Why can't you see that he's a total a-hole, he's a total idiot, he does stupid things with Twitter and whatever, and yet he still has rights? Why can't you see that?
They want to remove all his rights.
Everybody has rights, and the guy certainly deserves to work.
He doesn't.
You know what?
Maybe he hasn't committed a crime.
He hasn't.
He's not been charged with a crime. The police have not cuffed him.
Hold on.
He's not spent any time in the back of a squad car. Listen. Do what you want.
Fired for not
you run
right
your business
way.
How you
it
want.
Works.
Like it just drives me nuts.
Am I right though?
What'd you say?
No, you're
if
wrong.
You guys act a certain way. They're going to get rid of you guys if you do it. If you were doing what Antonio Brown was doing, there's no way your boss would keep
doing what
around.
What did he do,
if
Eddie?
You guys were, if you were putting stuff out online and threatening people, and it was somehow touching your job, there's no way WEEI is going to have that crap.
Okay, so you find. Hold on, Eddie. Time out, Eddie. So you find another employer that will do it. What the NFL is doing is they're denying him from going to another employer.
Well, I think the NFL needs to stand up and say either A, yeah, we're going to let him play if he signs something.
Yes, thank you. You finally figured it out. It took you time. You finally figured it out. They're not doing that. And they're not doing that on purpose. They're keeping him in limbo. And I hate to say it because Lou brought this up right out of the gate. Because he's such an imbecile. Because he's such a doofus and an idiot, the NFL is looking at it saying, we don't have to do anything. The PR is working perfectly. You're already hearing it. You're hearing people call. You're seeing our poll right now. People are
looking
at it.
He's making it easy for us.
He's making it easy for us. We don't have to do anything. It's unbelievable. All right, 617-779-7937. And I'll go back and say it again. Patriots made a mistake. They let him go. I'm not sure they should have at the time. OMF today being brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. We get back to your phone calls next.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, he might be right about one thing. He might never play again.
I think that's becoming
he says he's never gonna play.
More of a possibility by the moment.
The old, you can't fire me, I quit. Right, like maybe he knows it's not looking good, and now again he's going to try to take the stance like it's his decision not to play in the league. It's not your decision.
There have been a lot of people, and you're one of them. There have been a lot of folks who have said, "Hey, bring him back." I heard Nick this morning on the Greg Hill show say it's time to bring him back.
It is.
Do you still feel that way after you read this?
Yes.
Now come on. I mean, if Fitzy's saying that because he's just a Patriot fan, he doesn't care. You know, it could be. He wanted Aaron Hernandez back, did he? Well, after the first murder.
That's not
crazy. Yeah. So, come on. I mean, but on the other hand, what he has done, some of the antics he has had, I mean, I admit that they are ridiculous,
what is,
stupid,
hold on. What
childish.
Has he done?
Well, wait a
what
minute.
What has he done? Break it down.
Like, what he's done is
take out the civil suit because we have no idea what really happened. Okay, so that's a lot of he said, she said. There's a lot of people writing
everything.
Articles. So
he's
what has
cheap.
He done?
He owes a lot of people money.
So he's cheap. He doesn't pay his bills. I know a lot of people like that. No one in this room, but okay, fine.
He verbally attacked his general manager. And
according
big
deal.
To
not the
witnesses,
first time.
Someone
so
tried
what?
To knock him out.
So what?
It's
I've
not
seen
the
it
first guy that's done that.
No, no, no.
What else?
Okay, so look at it this way.
So what has he done?
No, let me just ask you. So if I know, okay, so the text thread is out there, right? The private text thread's made public to obviously to make the victim's case feel, you know, bigger against Antonio Brown, make him look bad. If the Patriots released him after that, and you haven't heard a word from Antonio Brown since, don't you think the situation would be different?
No,
you don't.
I don't. No, I think they want him out because I think they were. Go back and look at the stories that were written. Florio had a bunch of them. People in the NFL are really pissed. They've got the 100th anniversary of the league.
Oh, stop with this stupid 100.
I don't know, think 100 is anything
it's
to
what
do
people
it.
Were saying the first few weeks.
Well,
when
I don't
this
believe
story
it. I mean, I don't think it's got anything to do with it.
I do. I do. I think they look at him and they say, we don't want – that's bad publicity. That is getting out to the public. We have bad dudes in our league.
See, I think
they're
taking
that.
A shot at a owner like Robert Kraft – right? Does not play well in the NFL offices.
Yeah, but he beat up a general manager or threatened.
He didn't beat up anybody.
He got an argument.
Come on.
He threatened
so
to
what?
Beat up a general manager.
Well, you know, I got attacked in a hallway.
Hold on, let me finish
okay?
the point.
Got released. Nobody did anything to me.
Okay,
got released.
I apologize for hitting you in the hallway.
But that was
I won't
nothing.
Do that, again.
That was nothing. He got released by them. Then right. The Patriots
he,
picked him up, so let's start
up,
there.
But he got picked up, and there were two teams that wanted him
yeah,
at the time.
So that means nothing. So what happened in Oakland means nothing. A lot of people looked at that and said, wow, this guy's smart. I mean, really, I mean, he did everything he could to get out of a bad situation. He doesn't like that team. Now we look at Oakland and say, yeah, actually, they're pretty good.
I told you, you guys don't want to believe me. They're trying to keep him out of the league because they don't
I
want
do,
the attention
no, I do.
That he brings
no,
to the league.
I don't like your well, that's why. But you're adding the whole 100-year celebration. Ooh.
That was a big deal. That was a big deal.
I don't
they
see
didn't
too many
like
people.
That out
I don't
of the
see
gate.
Too many fans talking about what a great 100 years this is.
Oh yeah, look
the
at the
league
patch
promotes
on
it, but nobody.
Jersey.
I mean, people. Oh, that's right. It is 100 years.
Well,
I mean,
the league,
it's not.
The league's going to do a big thing about it during the course of the season. I'm just telling you what people were saying in the first few.
I
weeks.
I want to know what you're
we're
saying.
We're now seeing.
What are you saying?
I'm telling you, he's getting screwed. I agree with you entirely.
You
I've,
think it's about?
I've been
do
saying
you think
this
it's
for
about
a while.
The 100-year anniversary?
I think that's part of it. I think the league does not want him to be the face of the league right now in news. He,
well, guess
he,
what? He
they
is
want
anyways.
The news cycle to
he
go
is anyways.
Away.
It's not
he
going
is.
Away.
They want it to go away. All right, back to the phone calls. Here's Peter
I
in Melrose.
I can't believe I'm his biggest advocate.
We're going to Peter in Melrose. Peter.
That's a crazy thing.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Pete.
Hey, so here's my thought. You know, we keep talking about what we can prove. I think one of the things we can prove is he kind of stuck his nose, thumbed his nose at the NFL with the helmet issue back when he was in Oakland. And I think there was an issue with some kind of cleats. And he had a little bit of leverage back then, and it seems to me now the NFL, the shoe's on the other foot a little bit, right? And so now they have the leverage where they can just kind of let this thing draw out. And, Christian, I agree with you and all you guys. I think with they should give the guy a chance to work. But at the same point, maybe he shouldn't have run his mouth as much. And I guess the second piece of that is maybe they're trying to keep a little bit of control on these kind of situations so it doesn't turn into an NBA thing
okay,
where
all that's,
the players
all that's,
just kind of
okay,
quit.
You're right on all that. Like, you're right. There's a yin and yang. There's two sides of it, and I get it. Like, he's partly to blame. But what I don't like, and this is where I think he's getting screwed, is the fact that they're purposely delaying everything. They're purposely not meeting with him. They met with Brittany Taylor, what, like 2 months ago? For like 14 hours? And now they're finally, after the midway point of the season, now they're going to say they're going to talk to him next week?
But maybe not
and
part
then
of
maybe
the investigation.
Not.
Maybe not part of the investigation. Just to me, what do you think, Antonio? What are you feeling right now? Listen, the equipment stuff is ridiculous. Odell Beckham Jr., who else was it? It was somebody else this weekend.
Landry, both
okay,
of them.
There you go. Wearing the wrong shoes, and they're sitting there basically
that's
sticking
nothing.
Their
how do you
sticking
think, how do you
the,
think
the,
this
the
is going
to
go?
Had nothing
that's
to do
nothing.
With it.
This meeting with the NFL, okay, let's just say it starts at 8. I say he walks out of there by 9:30.
I don't think he walks in there with a good frame of mind,
I think,
basically on what we saw
well,
today.
How about the deposition? The deposition that he gave that was a mess where he was just pissed off about it and didn't answer any questions and ended up just leaving. he's got that mentality where he feels like he's been wronged. He's a little delusional. You think that's going to go well? I mean, I don't think it's going to be contentious the deposition was, because it's obviously they're trying to get money.
Do you think this tweet helps? This tweet shouldn't matter. You heard Dale sit there and say, because of this tweet, you know, that's it. He's not going to play in the league ever
again. It's ridiculous.
Again.
Well, it shouldn't.
Well, I mean, ever
again. It's ridiculous.
Again. Okay, well, I'm just saying, when you have some issues with a company, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe it's about to be resolved. Maybe there's a meeting, and then you go berserk on social media and say, F the league, F the NFL, and you start shredding them publicly. What do you think happens?
Well, you can find more guys that have done that. How about Matt Patricia wearing the Roger Goodell clown T-shirt? He's a coach in the National Football League now.
Yeah, right? But it's after the Super Bowl, so you kind of get a pass.
Okay, I'm not saying it was as bad as some of the stuff we've seen with this kid. On the other hand, I think Dale's totally wrong. It should have nothing to do with it, and you're right. The Players Association should be marching in there defending this guy. He has rights.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I do think it comes to the point where it's like, you know, you're on sort of a, you know, thin ice, and then all of a sudden something happens, and we've seen it before with different people, and you're like, oh, my God, that's it. It'll never happen. Like, if there was a chance he was coming back, it ain't now. And it's because of social media. It's because of statements. It's because of whatever it is. He might be at that situation right now. Like, that tweet right there, the league might sit there and say, you know what, Antonio, hang with him. Well, you know what? We'll discuss it maybe early in the spring see how next year goes.
Okay, but you have a Players Association, a union that's supposed to protect you. Christian is right. Where are they? You've got a loose cannon in this kid. He reacts poorly about everything.
Let's do this.
Wait a minute. Let's
use an analogy.
Go ahead.
Kirk Minahan, for example.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, has some issues here with the station.
Right. I haven't heard. Is that new?
Yeah, okay. I know. But I'm just saying, like, if there was there ever a point where we all just sat there and said, oh, jeez, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's over. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But what are we doing?
But he was a talent. And yeah. So you stick with him and you give him a little bit more leeway. Right.
Or you move on.
No, I would say
this company is the NFL. This company isn't the Patriots. It's not the Oakland Raiders. It's the NFL. It's Seattle, it's San Fran, it's everything. Yeah, you attack the company.
Here's the difference, though. Kirk had an opportunity to go elsewhere and do what he was doing here elsewhere. What you're doing is you're denying Antonio Brown from doing that. He can't go.
This company.
That's right.
Just like we did in this company.
Right. But there's a difference with him in that he's playing for a league in which there are 32 franchises.
Oh, no, I understand it's different because it's professional sports. But we all sat there and said at one point, like, oh, boy, forget it.
Yeah, but also, the Antonio Brown and Kirk, you use whatever analogy you want. With Antonio, okay, he's usually guys that are really talented.
Because they can win games.
Get a long, long leash.
Sure.
A huge leash.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why I'm like, he is going to play in the league again.
I agree.
He will play, and it doesn't matter what the hell he tweets out, because he's not Ray Rice.
I agree.
He's freaking awesome. He's still a top five, even if he's a top 10, there's 32 teams
I'm convinced.
In the league that would love to have him.
Well, if there was four or five teams that are interested in signing this guy, right, because I believe that there are, they might look at this tweet this morning and not sit there and say, now because of this tweet, I have no more interest in him. No, they're still interested in him. But I think they realize because of this tweet, it makes it harder for them to acquire him.
I'm convinced.
But they're still interested because they know how good he is.
I'm convinced that if Kaepernick were a top 10 quarterback, he would still be playing in the National Football League, despite the fact that there would be a lot of people that would be pissed off at all of the protests. By the way, that investigation meeting of 14 hours with Brittany Taylor was a 9/17. The very next day, that was a Monday, the very next day, it was an off day for Antonio Brown. He was playing for the New England Patriots at the time. They could have brought him in. You know why they didn't? Because they had no intention of bringing him in. They had no intention of getting this and coming to some type of conclusion. They wanted to stall him.
And that Friday, I believe he got released.
Correct.
Because Wednesday night, the text messages came out.
Correct. Dave is in a car. He's next up here on OMF. Dave.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Dave.
Stick with me for a minute. Okay. I think this guy is an idiot, but still, he deserves a chance to work and deserves to have the word yes or no thrown at him. You are eligible to play or you are not, so other teams are not scared, like the Patriots. He should have been playing all this time. I don't know why his lawyers took so long and find out the answer. I mean, he did no wrong, crafted worse than what he did. He's on tape, and this guy's getting screwed over, even though he's a moron. I mean, really, he should have been working.
Well, I think we all agree. You know, I mean, even when the Patriots released him, this should have been
Like, why do we got to wait till week 10 to sit down?
See,
that's what we're doing. Like,
even the
week
NFL.
10? You got released week 2?
So I can see the NFL saying, you know, we don't owe you any favors. We don't owe you, you know, due process. Call it the NFL's version of due process. And maybe that's what I don't like. The NFL's version of due process. Well, what is your protocol? I don't know. We get to it when we feel like it. Well, what does your standard operating procedure book say? Like, if this happens, well, we never see anything like this. We write the book as we go. I mean, is that what it is? It's freaking dragnet NFL style, which means a bunch of kangaroos just hopping around. It's like kangaroo court. That's what drives me nuts.
So the original civil suit was filed by this Brittany Taylor. She hires a lawyer and obviously tries to negotiate back and forth for money. All right, they tried to come up with a settlement. We know that because both sides have pretty much told us that. Originally, it was $1.6 million. Then it got over $2 million. But then she files a civil suit using an attorney. And in doing so, with an attorney you would think would be pretty thorough, she files it in the wrong county.
Yeah.
Okay? Right there, is that not a red flag, guys, in which, wait a minute, you slipped through and filed it with the wrong court? Yeah, are you kidding me?
Because it was at his house, and his house wasn't in the county that they filed it.
But she was
so they had to go back and cancel that one and file a new one.
But apparently stuff happened at his house, and she was confused as to where he lived.
Right.
So already there's a red flag there. So now what do? Well, they go and they withdraw it. Then they go and they start trying to negotiate again, apparently, and now they're filing it in this courtroom in the correct county this time around. I'm sorry. There are so many questions about this. This is not a criminal case. This is not law enforcement doing an investigation. There has been zero investigation other than she's sitting down with the league for 14 hours and the league did nothing the next day. If they had heard something that was really bad, don't you bring Antonio Brown in the very next day and say, okay, we got to sit this kid down. This is really bad what this woman just said. They ignore it.
And also, they've been burned so many other times, the NFL has. So they're like, listen, if Antonio Brown never plays another down in the NFL, will we as a company, as the NFL, will we be able to thrive?
Yeah, we're good.
Will we be okay?
Yeah, we're good.
At least I want everybody, you think we'll be all right? Can we make it without Antonio Brown?
We're good.
I think everyone universally would say, oh, God, hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
We're good.
Of course we will be fine.
Yeah.
So, fine. You want to play? Well, we're not in any hurry. We don't like the way you're acting. It's just such a just a controlling just atmosphere that I freaking hate.
Here's the other one that still drives me crazy, and you brought this up weeks ago, and he continuously has done it. I don't think he's done it here today, and that is Tom Brady keeps on liking anything that Antonio Brown puts out there. If you wanted to separate yourself from an individual because you think the individual is just a bad dude, total imbecile, idiotic, out of control, would you sit there and constantly like his post on social media?
It is what it is.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We talked about it when it happened. He knows something. There's a reason why he's doing it. He feels like he's being screwed. Now, Brady has never been an NFL rep, NFLPA rep. He's never been real vocal in the meetings, at least when I was around there. He was always just kind of quiet and didn't want to sit there and just, you know, be part of a problem or part of the solution. He had to just be right in the middle, right? But I can tell that he knows that Antonio Brown is being screwed, and there's always a message with Brady, always, with everything that he says and does. So by liking it, he's like, yeah, you're being screwed, dude.
Yeah.
You're being completely taken advantage of, and they're doing you dirty.
Yeah, I think he feels bad for him, and Julian Edelman's doing the same stuff. So they like
Tom's doing it.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But I always felt like Tom was sort of liking him again, and I'm not joking, is that he looks a guy like Antonio Brown as somebody that is, like, reaching out, that is screaming out, like, you know, like...
He's hurt.
He's hurt, you know, and he's in a bad place, and he wants to be there, and he wants to be that support because, you know, TB12 is not about the physical. It's about the mental.
Mental and the physical.
And it's about the emotion.
Yeah.
You know, and it's to get rid of those negative vibes.
Clean your
chakra. To me, I think that's part of it as well. Plus, the guy's really good.
All right, we want to get your reaction. Is he getting screwed? AB getting screwed? And I look back at it, and I still don't understand why the Patriots overreacted based on that text. I still don't understand it. We are broadcasting live at Encore Boston Harbor. We're going to give away a one-night stay right here at the Encore Boston Harbor, which is a gorgeous resort here, plus two Bruins tickets. So it could be a night for a Bruins game for you, the wife, the honey, whatever.
The
but you've got to show up here sometime between now and 8 o'clock? Is that 8 o'clock?
Okay.
Is that correct?
Okay.
We're all here. at the On Deck Burger Bar. That's where we are, up on the second floor. So stop by, and you can register to win a
night.
We
should also probably thank Truly Hard Seltzers.
Truly Hard Seltzer, great stuff. Terrific
summertime,
stuff.
My wife just forget about it. And I tell you what, for me personally, I like them. You can add a little tequila at times, and it really takes it for a spin.
So here you are now. You're giving recipes.
No, I love it. The different flavors, they're outstanding.
Why don't we have to wait till the summer? Why is it a summer thing?
I don't
drink
know.
It. I drink it during the winter.
I'm just, it's a beautiful
it's really
thing.
Warm out there
very
right
light.
Now, isn't it?
It's awesome.
Hey, get used to a health plan that puts you first. Always Health Partners at alwayshealthpartners.org. 617-779-7937. Right back to the phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.